Hello and welcome to Movies on the Side. This is Stephen Robles.
And this is Nate Baranowski.
And today we're talking about the 2022 sequel, Avatar: The Way of Water. And I don't know if this breaks some kind of record, but I feel like the sequel to the original, how many years was it? Was it 85 years?
2009, I believe, when this came, the first one came out. You got 13 years.
Should probably have looked it up before we actually started. Avatar was 2009. You called it. That's right. Okay.
You got it. There is maybe no bigger indication that we have grown into a different season of life than what we were both like in 2009 versus now. I feel like there's never been a broader stretch between two very different people based on time than me in 2009 and me in 2024.
All right, we're going to start this episode with something fun. December 18th, 2009 was the release date for this movie. December 18th.
I definitely saw it in theaters because I was 2009. Why wouldn't I?
I do not think I saw, I would not have seen this in theaters. So December 2009, I would have had a baby. Jordan was 8 months old. He would have been 8 months old in 2009. So I 100% did not see this in theaters. But you were still in college, right?
Right. So I was probably a junior in college, living out of the house for the first time because I did 2 years at community college. So I'm off on my own,
right.
And I'm probably eating Jimmy John's day-old bread and peanut butter almost exclusively.
Can I tell you how weird time is, though? Because honestly, I would have said this movie came out when I was in high school, and that would have been 6 to 7 years off. And that's
right.
I don't like that. I don't like that my brain is broken in that way, that I don't know when this is happening. Anyway, Avatar: The Way of Water. Did you see this in theaters, the sequel?
No.
Okay, yeah, I did not either.
Based on, again, the difference between who we were and who we are exactly. Now, I see the runtime of this, well, this is going to be a three-sitting
three-sitting
sort
movie.
Of experience.
Even me, traveling alone to Los Angeles, had to break it up into two different viewings because it is that long. This movie is 3 hours, 12 minutes long. I have some qualms with this movie, Nate. I had been waiting to watch this movie because 3D is the deal, right? This is right? James Cameron, literally.
You used a Vision Pro. Did you use a Vision Pro?
I consumed this movie on Apple Vision Pro. Yes, I did. I wore the headset to watch this movie. But James Cameron, he went in a tiny glass bubble submarine down to the Mariana Trench to somehow film this in 3D. I don't know how that's related. I just know he did both things. And so there's some kind of correlation, maybe not causation there. So I knew I wanted to watch it in 3D, and I wanted to watch it on Apple Vision Pro, immersed. So this movie just enveloped me like a wave of the Way of Water coming
water,
over me.
A wave of water.
I'm going to say something right here at the top, Nate. I'm going to get real close.
All right. Tell me.
I didn't like this movie. And I did not like watching this movie for like the sake of watching it. Two things. One, apparently this movie, not to get technical, but is filmed in parts using 48 frames per second, which most movies are 24. So this is like double the frame rate. And that is how it is played back in some scenes. And so if you see this movie and you wonder why it looks like the terrible motion smoothing feature on most TVs. This is why, the fast frame rate. And so this fast frame rate combined with the fact that I'm wearing a headset watching this movie, it felt like I was watching a 3-hour video game cutscene.
Oh, no.
Because it was fast frame rate, like no blur, no motion blur. Everything's crystal
clear.
Didn't
need motion blur. It had all the frames. Right?
It had every single frame. All the frames that were missing from all those movies that try to do slow-mo and they don't have enough frames, they put the frames in this movie. So there's too many frames for too long in a headset wearing 3D. Like I just didn't like it. It just felt like I was watching a video game cutscene. So I didn't like the experience of watching the movie.
Right.
And I'm sure that colored my experience of the movie itself. But I didn't know what was going on in this movie. I don't know what is happening in this movie. It had been so long since I've seen the first one. It felt like this movie just like jumped in, expecting you to know all these things, who these people are. I didn't know anything. I didn't know what was happening. Why? I thought this guy was a human. Now everybody's blue and everything's fast.
He became blue. He became a Na'vi at the end of the first movie.
Okay, but okay, please explain to me.
Oh boy.
What does it mean? What did you rewatch the first one?
Put on my tweed jacket.
Yeah, please. Did you watch the first one before seeing the second one recently?
No, because you're not supposed to watch these movies more than once. Is my professional opinion.
Right. So the first one, it ends.
But I do remember it. I probably have watched it twice. I just haven't watched it recently.
I mean, I remember.
It ends with Sully getting his consciousness.
Do you mean Jake? Sam Worthington?
Jake Sully. Is it Jake Sully?
Yeah. IMDb doesn't have his last name on it. Sorry. So I was thrown off.
Jake Sully.
Yeah, Jake Sully. Okay.
That he had his consciousness due to his wounds of his human body, consciousness transferred via Ethernet, Cat 6 or whatever, to his avatar self.
Okay, now wait a minute. Hold on. I got questions already. Now, the avatar body, it was created, right? Like in a test tube.
Right. It was created.
So it's not like a real creature.
It's sort of like how they made dinosaurs in Jurassic Park, a little human DNA, a little Na'vi DNA.
Oh, they take blood out of the mosquito and the amber, and then they put it into a
big
tree
tube.
And then it becomes avatar, a Na'vi.
Body is not entirely it's a little synthetic. We'll say.
Because he's got four fingers five fingers instead of four. Exactly. So all the other Na'vi are you're not real.
You're a mutant. Right.
Okay. You're a mutant. Yeah.
So they save his life, and through the power of AWA or whatever, he becomes a Na'vi, and he's living
happily ever after. No disrespect to the Na'vi. I just want to say, because I don't want to get canceled. No disrespect to the Na'vi religion. Yeah, exactly. They might be listening. So, I don't know.
We got to talk about the Na'vi religion a long time. So he lives with Neytiri, begins we're going to live together, becomes part of the tribe. And then all of the humans who are adults, apparently, because apparently kids can't go into cryo sleep, a convenient plot point heading into the second one, get shipped back to Earth. You lost the Battle of Pandora. You have to go back.
Right. Right. Okay. Yeah. And so now Jake is a Na'vi, synthetic Na'vi, fake Na'vi.
Right. And he doesn't have a human body. Anywhere.
Right,
that one's gone.
Right, because in the first movie, don't they inhabit the avatar bodies
they put on the headset,
Pacific
kind of
Rim
thing.
Style. They drift or whatever.
Right,
this movie's ridiculous.
That's it.
Mate.
Yeah, they drift. That's good.
Okay, they drift. Okay, so but now he's legit half Na'vi, and he's doing a family thing.
Right,
but then the guy that
they're able to have kids. They have some
good technology.
It's good avatar technology. It's the power of AWA. So the
is AWA the tree? AWA is not the tree, right? AWA is the spirit in the.
AWA is the spirit in the tree, the spirit tree,
like Fern Gully.
That
wasn't a good
spirit. But instead of Exus, it's the bad guy. It's okay. Instead of Tim Curry, this one.
Okay,
anyway,
got it.
So then they have three biological Na'vi children who are half Na'vi, half synthetic Na'vi. So they have the extra fingers.
Like a quarter synthetic,
They have some of those. I think they have Took, they have Loak, and they have...
We don't need to. These are not real. We don't have to.
Okay. And then they sort of adopt Spider.
Who is he?
He is the son of the old bad general guy.
Okay, now who was defeated in the first movie, right?
Who was defeated in the first movie.
But they somehow take his consciousness. I'm putting my
his
hands around my head.
His consciousness was in, remember Time Machine on Mac? They time machined his
they backed
brain.
Him up. He was back. He's got an iCloud
He was backed
backup.
Up. He was
he's
on
got
the
an
cloud.
iCloud backup.
Pre-attack, just in case he died in the attack, they could upload... The backup version from the cloud.
Okay, it's a couple days old, but they got the backup. He's missing
a
few photos.
And they put the cloud version into a new avatar.
Right,
so
now he
looks a little bit like him in Na'vi form.
Like they planned it or something. But that's why he's the... But he's
son,
mad.
He had a son.
He had a son, right.
Named who's Spider, who is who's the human boy.
And he's honorary Na'vi because...
He grew up with them. He understands the culture. He speaks it. Ta-da-ta.
Can I be real? Didn't like Spider at all. I didn't like him at all. I had there was no reason for him to be in there. I don't even know.
Okay. I need to take a break from explaining this movie because I have to say this.
Uh-huh.
I think that the Avatar movies, I'll back up a little bit. I went to a train museum once. And at the train museum, there was a sculpture that was about 10 feet long and 3 feet tall of a locomotive engine.
Probably one of those like micro third scales or something.
Made entirely out of toothpicks. Hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of toothpicks.
Okay.
Meticulously put together.
Not functional. I assume.
Not functional. Doesn't move. Doesn't do anything. Just a great sculpture of a train made out of toothpicks.
It's one of those projects where you put an egg in it and you drop it from 10 feet and see if the egg breaks. It's like that.
Just like that. Exactly like that. So I went and I saw this thing. And for a while, I stood there. I was marveling at this sculpture made out of toothpicks. Avatar the movie is that sculpture. Because I marvel at the way it was made.
Sure.
I marvel at the artistry behind it. I marvel at the amount of time and thought and energy James Cameron-iness and passion had to be compressed into a movie that literally burst out of the 2 hour mark because the love of it expanded to this 3.5 hour. Like this, and I feel it inside of this movie as I watched it. I felt the passion of the filmmaker and the passion of they care about the creatures, the world, the family, the other water people. Everything I felt like was loved by somebody. That person was not me, though. I can only look at the passion and love of this. And then I think, I never think about that toothpick train except for this moment and when I went to that museum. It doesn't live in my brain. I don't think about it. It's gone. And these movies are gone when I'm not watching them. I had to, I watched The Way of Water when it first came out on Disney Plus, maybe, is when it first started streaming. So it wasn't that long ago. I had to read the Wikipedia because the plot of this one was so like, wait, what happened again exactly? But I do remember while I have the memory of watching it and going, this is, no, I didn't watch it with your Apple Vision Pro. I watched it on a screen and I'm not super bothered by the smoothing in the frames. But I remember thinking, this is a technical feat. This water, this splashing beast floating through the water and these like moving creatures that completely CG doesn't get better than this when it comes to visual effects.
Sure.
And yet I felt like while watching this movie, I was like, I will honor you with my time because you put in a bajillion hours, but I'm not necessarily loving this. I appreciate the artistry, but I don't want to buy the toothpick locomotive and bring it home. What would I do with it?
Listen, I appreciate your dissertation. And I also will say, there's probably many visual effects artists who poured many hours into creating the eyeball of the weird whale creature. Kudos. Wonderful.
James Cameron made Kate Winslet stay underwater for 7 minutes and 15 seconds, breaking Tom Cruise's record of underwater filming all at once.
Insane.
For what also, purpose?
Probably not worth it.
Steven, Sigourney Weaver trained in breath holding and she also, Sigourney Weaver learned parkour for this movie. She said, we all had to be really fit and parkour is a very good way of getting there, is her quote. Wow. And I kept thinking, why?
It's CG. What?
Because the motion capture, like, I think there was such a passion for the motion capture being like, this is you, this is your performance.
This is a 3 hour, like, advertisement for what motion capture can do. Sure. Like, it's amazing. And like, sure, the facial expressions and the movements, I get, you know, the triumph of that or whatever, but at the end of the day, Nate, it's a movie. And as a movie, it should like either entertain or make me feel something. And again, this maybe just me, maybe because the high frame rate was throwing me off. But
the whole time you were out of it.
One, I mean, I was trying to be in it. I literally have a screen on my face trying to be in it.
Mm-hmm. But your heart wasn't in it. They couldn't put a Vision Pro on your heart.
Apple Heart Pro, Apple Cardiac Pro. I just did not feel anything for any of the characters
during this movie, because I had, throughout this very long movie, I had a few moments where I felt some emotion.
Okay, well, I will say that there's, so spoiler, if you've yet to see this 3-hour movie, you don't have to see it. You could just listen to this episode. There's at one point, but here's the spoiler.
You should watch it. I'm not all of it. Just scrub through and find the cool looking, like find the really, really like teal colored screens.
Sure.
And the underwater scenes with completely alien creatures is truly a creative masterpiece.
Looks great.
It won, I think it won an Oscar for visual effects, as it should.
Sure. Yeah, well, like, totally. I get, won one Oscar for most blue water. No, for whatever it is. So there was a moment when Jake's son basically sacrifices himself during one of the fight scenes or whatever. You know, I felt that emotion happening, but also I didn't, like, again, I didn't
care
feel
about his
so
family.
I didn't feel so connected to these characters that it was like when Mufasa dies or whatever. Like, it just didn't. Sure. I don't know. It just, it didn't feel the same gravity that it should have. Maybe it's because it feels so much like CG that it didn't feel like real people, like characters kind of thing. I don't know. Like, I don't know. So I know that was one moment, but that's the only one I can point to. Was there another moment you felt like?
I think there was one moment where the bad blue general, who's now a blue guy, takes Spider as his like interpreter and goes to the beach of like a village. And like is trying to find Jake and family, and like threatens them, and like doesn't speak the language, but like, so the boy Spider is interpreting, and it has this really like, it's probably one of the most poignant, like, part of the themes of this is family and whether you should stay together and keep your family safe. And if that's your number one goal, or if you should like go out and fight evil and put in danger.
Who did family better? Avatar: The Way of Water or Fast and the Furious?
I haven't seen Fast 10, so I can't tell you if the family is still strong.
I think Fast 10 is still strong. Still strong.
I think we'll do Fast 10 at another time.
We should do Fast 10.
So I think, but this one scene was a good example of a theme of like,
sure,
full on like colonialism. Like, we are the, like, we are coming to you people. And we are going to like enforce our way upon you, even though you have your own culture.
That theme was not disguised in any way. Like,
correct.
That theme was right there on the tin.
I think it was right there on the tin in Avatar 1. It's almost like the next iteration. If Avatar 1 was like settlers arriving on the beach and being destructive, Avatar 2 is settlers expanding into like Native American lands. If you're going to think an American metaphor for it, obviously other areas of the world. I thought that was a pretty powerful scene. Okay. I think when it comes to his family, it's hard for me to tell the children apart, except for the one who's Sigourney Weaver. And Kiri, Sigourney Weaver, is birthed from the avatar body of Sigourney Weaver's character from the first one. In sort of, I think it's like an AWA Immaculate Conception situation, or it's two humans in avatar bodies very much in love. But however Kiri came to be, she now has some sort of magical powers or some sort of like thing. And she stands out from the others as being a little bit more interesting. But all the other children, to me, just...
The two brothers are interchangeable.
Interchangeable.
The special ability that Sigourney Weaver has, it's like she gets like photosensitive reactions to the tree, right? I mean, that's...
Right.
That
she has like epilepsy. Right? She like connected to the tree and did not go well.
Right, it did not go well. Which I totally forgot about the connecting thing, which is, again, I understand, I guess you're supposed to really know the first one to watch the second one. But the first time I saw them like take the braid of the hair and connect it to the thing, I was like, oh, that means something. I forget what that
it's
means.
Something.
And somehow the military dude, well, even though he's only been an avatar for like a day, can also do that just by sheer force of will. Okay, cool.
I do like the bonding with the creatures. I will say this. I also say
Yes.
I'm going to, as a positive note, I went recently to Animal Kingdom at Disney World, right. And they have a Pandora World.
Right. They got the ride.
And that is very, very good.
Is the ride, like, the ride is good?
Again, as a world, it has several different rides. One's like a river raft ride where it's like chill, very dark, but a lot of bioluminescent, and the coolest CG Navi woman. Not CG, animatronic Navi woman, like the best ever. I think she cost like $20 million to make, which is a drop in the bucket to James Cameron, who spent like $600 million on this movie.
Yeah,
but anyway, there's a ride at Disney where you can ride on a banshee, and you put on the little glasses and you can feel the little wings flapping underneath you as you ride on it. It's very cool.
That's cool.
This world, very immersive. Very fun. If you told me tomorrow there's a VR game where you get to be at Pandora, be an avatar, I'm in. I'm in for all of it. These movies, however, feel like either you have to be completely invested above and beyond and be super into this movie, or like James Cameron's kind of like, you'll like it for the cool colors, but I don't really care about you. Like, it feels like the most expensive pet project ever.
Yeah.
Obviously, it makes a ton of money, but it just feels like I don't have the bandwidth to dive into this world with the kind of what you're asking of me in order to care about this. Like, I feel like on first, and movies, I need to care about them without having to do a ton of research. That makes sense.
Yeah, I really thought watching the first Avatar even years ago would allow me to like figure out what's happening, and it was so hard to do that for such a long part of this movie.
I think I kind of understood what was going on, but it felt so basic that I thought, well,
it did feel basic.
Compared to the visuals, there must be so much more complexity beneath the surface. This world seems so fleshed out, and yet what I'm taking in is just like disgruntled boy
and
bullied
daughter.
By water kids.
The military guy is mad that Jake killed him in the first movie.
Angry, angry military guy who finds out he has a son.
I want to read some numbers real quick. This movie cost $400 million to make. $400 million to make. When it comes to what it made in the box office, lifetime gross, it is the third highest grossing movie ever at $2.3 billion.
This one.
The first Avatar still holds the rank of number one highest grossing movie of all time.
Adjusted for inflation?
I think this is adjusted for inflation.
Okay.
All time. I mean, this is Box Office Mojo.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah. $2.9 billion. The first Avatar, $2.9 billion lifetime gross. Do you know what number two is? The second highest grossing movie of all time?
Endgame?
Bingo. You got it. So you got Avatar, Endgame, Avatar, Way of Water is the three. Which, listen, and then number four, do you know number four? This is a fun game.
Titanic?
Yes! You got it. Titanic is number four. For James Cameron to have three of the four top
See, this is why he can
spots,
do whatever... This is why he can do have the most expensive pet project of all time is he's like, listen,
whatever he wants.
Give me... Write the blank check because you will get $2 billion back in this.
Could he do it again, though? Because he's planning on more Avatar movies. I feel like...
He's not just planning on more. He shot the third one while shooting the second one. This was all started filming back in 2017. And like, part of the waiting is like, hey, we needed technology to catch up to my vision.
Which is wild. Like, that's cool. That's really cool. Like,
that's very cool.
I give him credit.
This feels, however, like a vision that I don't feel super related, like connected to, if that makes sense.
We talked about the creator recently and how we would like to revisit that world, like to hear a different story or expanding on the story of that world. I understand that James Cameron's trying really hard to like create this world, and he did. He made this world, Pandora. I don't really care to visit it again. You know what I mean? It's like...
You feel like you've been everywhere?
It's kind of like Las Vegas. You know, I went once... I saw Cirque du Soleil. I saw the fountains. I think I'm good. Like, I think I'm good. Because the other thing that I want to mention too, when it comes to action, which I assumed that the action for this movie would be one of the real standout like features because all the visual effects, all the budget or whatever. And I found the action to be kind of meh. Like, it was fun at times, I guess. And just frame rate aside or whatever, like the surly guy who was like spearing the whales, you know, like his whole character, it felt so out of the movie. He was just like, well, I got bring me around my spirit. I was like, who is this guy? Why is he even here? And then like
this got to be a bad guy who can eventually get owned by a whale.
Also, that is true. But also, Nate, they catch this one whale and then they like they extract the juice from the thing's brain or something.
Yeah, because that keeps you from aging. It's an anti-aging serum.
What in the world, Nate? Why is that even a thing?
Okay, Steven. There are going to be three more of these movies.
I can't.
Over the next 4 years, I think there are three
that
more
close together?
Set to release. Now, I mean, again, they say here are the projected times. The fifth one's supposed to be out in like 2028, but I'm guessing things are going to be pushed. But anyway, Steven, are we going to watch all these?
I mean, I don't
We are,
care
though.
To.
The thing is, we have
to. Avatar 3 has been delayed till Christmas 2025. So we got a year and a half before we have to see this. I'm just saying.
I feel like I am trapped in a James Cameron snow globe.
We're just living in James Cameron's world.
And James like, Cameron. I will have to watch these, but we waited a long time to watch Way of Water, and I might also wait a very long time to watch the next couple because
I'm not going to go to the theater.
If this is your thing, it's your thing. If you like Avatar, you will love The Way of Water.
I guess.
If.
Okay.
But like, these feel like homework for me. They feel
I don't
like
do it.
A commitment.
Yeah.
I think
I don't want
to. I would
it.
Like to see this movie in a 20
do
minute
you want to mention
section
the
of people swimming around in an alien ocean world.
All right, before we rate this movie, I just want to give you a second. Do you want to discuss the Na'vi religion? The Awa tree?
No, I think mostly. I think we will find out that the planet is the thing.
It's like the Guardians of the like Galaxy Volume 2, where the planet
is kind of ego related. I think what we're going to find out that the deity is like the core or something of the planet, and the tree is like one like exit point, like the roots go down and like connect to something,
like Godzilla
and then on
versus
the
Kong.
Other side of the planet, like even in the water place, they have like their underwater. Tree thing. I think where we're heading is that the planet itself down deep is alive and has some sort of thing to it.
I think
and that's my guess.
My prediction for the plot of the third movie is that yes, that and then the core of the planet stops spinning.
Yeah, exactly. We need to
it stops
put some
spinning.
Nukes down in the middle.
They have to blow
I think
up the
there
core.
Will be. I think there will be more. I think that the humans, the bad guys, will realize there's some sort of massive power in the AWA thing, and they're going to try to harvest. They're going to try to do their coring
right
down deep.
please don't do that hand gesture anymore. And when they drill down, you know what they're going to find? A shy Halud. It's going to be down there.
You know I have not seen Dune 2.
It comes out on streaming this Tuesday.
Is that the worm?
This Tuesday. Yeah, that's the
excellent.
Worm.
Speaking of speaking of a world that I feel like I have to be either very into or very out of. There is no gray areas in either of these fandoms. You are either all in or you can like you listen, can't be a
you
casual.
Can't be a half you can't be a half Na'vi with five fingers. You got to be full Na'vi or you got to be in. The
you
be I
really,
cannot I cannot wait to
want
share.
To be a Na'vi or don't watch this movie.
Or you're the Lisan Al Gaib, which you don't know anything that I'm saying until once you watch Dune Part 2. I'm going to send you so many memes that I have been saving, and it's going to be great. You're just going to have hours of memes ready.
Let's rate this movie, The Way of Water.
I'm going to give this movie a 1.
Whoa.
I'll give this movie a 1. That whole point is all for visual effects. It was incredible. I didn't care for the plot. I don't want to see it again. I didn't know what was happening. It was kind of weird. So I'm going to give it a 1 out of 5 ponytails or whatever they connect to the animal. 1 out of 5 tentacles.
I'm going to give this movie 2.
Yeah, that's probably more fair. That's a more fair
I think,
rating.
I mean, visually it's stunning. Give me a 20-minute super clip, just like how you would give me a 4K scene of fish going around an aquarium. I wouldn't mind a 20-minute, like, the Pandora underwater aquarium. Sure.
But make it an Apple TV screensaver. Make it an Apple TV screensaver.
Give me a VR game. Give me something immersive. Keep making Avatar-related rides. I think those are all great. Just sure. Not sure if I need these movies in my life.
Let us know what you thought, listeners, at our Instagram, instagram.com/moviesontheside. Just go to @moviesontheside there. And you can support the show. Listen to our bonus episode where I talk about going to Hollywood. Nate talks about seeing the eclipse in totality. You can access all of our bonus episodes and the latest one at patreon.com/admoviesontheside or by supporting the show directly in Apple Podcasts. And as we always say,
I see now. I can't save my family by running. This is our home. This is our fortress. This is where we make our stand.
Wait, did you quote Fast and the Furious just then?
We're family.
I feel like that line could have been from either movie.
Yeah, either one. About the same.